I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Mic drop. Yeah. That's right, it's Wednesday!
Woo-hoo!
Which means that we just sat through another 2 hours of couples who don't know what they're doing in love. And you are joining us here on the After Show, so you're just as bad as we are. What is up, guys?
Yes.
We are here for Married at First Sight, season, who knows, episode 9, the recap. The After Show, my name is Mike Dealing. We're so glad you're here. You guys know... This is the most fun After Show because we just, you know, trash these couples and have a great time. We love reading all your comments. You guys are amazing. Of course, I am one half of Team Married. Actually, there's a weird division going on now. I'm one third, kind of Team Married.
Oh. You are.
To my left is Takira.
Hello, everybody.
Who is... With child.
With child.
Hey.
So we definitely outnumber... Yes. Further to our left,
two
Team Single,
who
Kenneth.
Over.
Yes, Team Single, what's up? It's just me.
No, it's not. Unless Leticia has some news for us.
Oh, I ain't got no news for you guys.
She remains Team Single.
I am single, ladies. Let's go, all the single ladies.
You mean gentlemen?
Let's party. No, ladies, let's go out and party.
Oh, I thought you wanted to let the gentlemen know. Okay.
True.
Last week we let these two have the show all to themselves, and we obviously know they just ran amok. So TK and I had to get back in the studio to bring you guys the realness. Guys, we're going to go through, you know how we do it on the show, each and every couple, except there's really only three maybe to talk about. And then we got some fun news and gossip. You guys might have read some of this gossip. It's a really, really big one.
Heavy.
So we're going to wait to the very end to talk about that. Of course, we're going to rate the couples in our special segment, and then we're going to give some predictions. But first up, Lanisha, what did you think overall of tonight's 2 hours?
See, I got my words together now, Mike.
All right, I'm ready.
Oh my gosh, for Brandon, I can't believe I'm actually on his side with this episode.
All right.
So I'm a little bit shocked.
That's big.
That's huge for me.
Ken?
I would just say that we went from Married at First Sight to a lot of these people I wouldn't even want to have a one-night stand with. So.
Only on the
gosh,
weekends.
Good.
TK?
Taylor is... I can't take up for you whatsoever, honey. We're not in agreement.
We are. We're really going to get into Taylor and Brandon. Probably the biggest story, the biggest thing to talk about in tonight's episode. For me, I was surprised. It kind of like Zach is coming around. Like Zach's not looking too bad, especially compared to the rest of the couples. Be that as it may, we're going to get to each and every one of them. Let's start out with again. I like to start with the most boring, Jessica and Austin. What is there to say? Okay. Oh, so let's just skip to it. They do batting cages. That's great. They have some fun. Sorry. So every couple this episode gets their little card where they're supposed to talk about, you know, what love means to them and how do they best react to love and all that great stuff. Great. So they go and play batting cages, blah, 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 blah. The big thing for them, we got to get through them fast, is she is upset that... It seems like it's going to take him a long time to say, I love you, the literal words, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she is saying there's all these opportunities coming up where she can see herself being ready to say it, but she won't. She stops herself because he hasn't said it first.
Childish.
Just overthinking. He's very thoughtful. He's caring. I mean, he checks off the laundry list of things that... that she wants. So it's just like, relax.
Yeah.
She's overthinking it. Like, Katie, don't fall down that that hole.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to be good.
Yeah. Lanisha, is this some weird, like, gender thing? Is there a reason the guy's got to say it first? I don't understand this at all.
I don't understand it. I guess, like, women are probably... Some women are afraid of getting hurt, I guess. But I don't understand why these women are rushing it. Perry Chang says Jessica seems a little bossy.
Yeah.
So,
and she was giving her a lot of hard time last episode and everything, right?
Kind of, I think, also in this episode, too, where she's kind of, like, Well, she's not as pushy as Katie, but she's kind of, like, saying, like, oh, why aren't you saying I love you? Literally, y'all just met.
Right.
y'all know each other that long.
Yeah, I can't get down with it. I don't see what the huge issue is. But two, if she feels it, just freaking open your mouth and say it.
Right.
Like, I understand that people don't want to get hurt, but you literally got married to someone.
Yeah.
Like, that's a risk in itself. And it's either you risk it all with vulnerability and emotion and amazing things come out of it. Like, you have more to... gain than you have more to lose almost.
Right.
Like, who cares? You married the person, you've had sex with the person, and you won't say the words if you feel them. Maybe he is waiting on her and he's being more reserved because he doesn't want to be the first. So it's almost like if someone just sucks it up and says it, the other person might feel refreshed to actually let their guard down.
What's more important, the word or actually feeling it? Actually having that emotion.
But I feel like the feeling comes first and then the word. It's the word doesn't come first for, you know, what if you're true, it's authentic.
And that's what these women aren't getting.
The words, but the displays of affection and doing stuff for the other person and things like that. Somebody's just gotta say it. Somebody's gonna be first. If both people are waiting for the other person, and then you're gonna get in your own head thinking they don't love me, so I better not say it. So it's not a I think for her, she's got to say it and be comfortable if he's not ready to say it back.
100%.
And you just keep rolling with it and keep rolling, and it's cool. I don't know. I don't think people put so much stress on this phrase.
Yes.
If you're feeling it, do it.
Yeah. And they've been receiving tens all across the board throughout the
Are they not watching the
scene,
show? So like, it's time to say it, guys. Yeah. We know you're good. Our rating system is canon in the Married at First Sight.
We should be the experts.
It's like trademarked. But I will say, like, ending on them, I will say he's kind of losing me a little bit because I love how thoughtful he's being and he's scoring kudo points. But something in his eyes is just not telling me that he's 100% there. And it's almost scaring me. Like, while I was watching the show, I was like, he's being too loose with, well, if we get to that point. And, like, at first he wasn't saying all those things. So I almost feel like there's something that's going on in the meantime that we're not maybe necessarily seeing, that he's dialed back a little bit.
Don't you jinx my couple.
I'm just saying.
Don't jinx my couple. They're not your couple. Mika and Michael are your couple.
They're over now.
Did everybody just see Lanisha try to switch her couple?
I had two couples. Good, Austin, and Mika, and Michael.
Hopscotching.
No one's buying it.
Our extended panel out there, comment if I'm, if you agree, like, look at Austin's eyes. Yeah. I don't know. Just comment.
I don't know. I'm not feeling anything, too. I think the show's got to edit something together for them to make it interesting. I don't know. But maybe it's super awesome. Undercover. Yeah. What is, we're going to move again down the ladder as we do to Katie and Derek, I think. Okay. Katie cooks for him. Great. Who cares?
Well,
dang. I don't know. Because some of this stuff is just like, okay. Then he cooks for her later.
She got
whatever.
Hair in it.
Yeah, she got hair in it, whatever. Okay. This I thought was hilarious. So, okay. I really thought the air acrobatics thing was funny. Maybe it was just me. I thought it was hilarious because if you've out there and you've been in a relationship for a long period of time, you have absolutely come up on these situations where you get into an argument, but you're on your way to something fun or like something that's the definite opposite of what an argument would be, or something while you're having the argument, something in the middle is definitely makes you guys laugh and stuff, and it takes you out of it.
That you already paid for. So
well,
you
already paid for it.
Okay, we pay for it. We're going. I don't care. For an argument, we're going.
We have paid for this Groupon. Okay. We are going.
We're going to frown through aerial acrobatics. No, so
non-refundable.
The whole thing for Katie is very close to Jessica and Austin, right?
Yeah.
Derek has never been in love before, as he says, and he readily admits. And she's all scared that because he hasn't been in love before, that he's not going to be able to get there with her quick enough. Everybody falls in love for the first time at some point, right?
Yeah.
He's there. He's doing a lot of great stuff. He's not saying anything bad. He's really putting in a lot of effort. It's almost like she's looking to self-sabotage something.
Yeah,
like, just
absolutely.
Let it flow.
And she keeps comparing him to her, even though she's not saying her ex. She's low-key comparing
the guy that keeps
high-key. High-key.
Okay. And I just don't understand what's wrong with these women.
Right.
Okay. Honestly.
The way to have him fall in love is to be like, yo, fall in love with me now.
That's how you do it.
How are you not falling in love with me already?
Why haven't you said the love you word?
And this is, I'm going to toss it to you guys, the last thing I'm going to say. I hate it when they do this stuff on this show because it's like, look, if he's not in love with you, that's the realest thing I think you could be on this show.
Yeah.
The show is not natural to meet someone, marry, and literally we're on day, 17 or something, of even knowing each other. You probably shouldn't be in love with each other. the stuff that he's going through to me is the realest you could possibly be, and it legitimizes their relationship to me.
Right. Yeah. Shout out to Serena is the name. She said that Katie is becoming annoying. She's making an issue out of nothing. Dude is just being logical. And I totally agree. Like, yeah. Let it flow. It's less than 3 weeks. That's a very quick time, even though they've had sex, they're married and all these things. This isn't a regular situation. So just let it flow. He's getting into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we talked. I mean, we mentioned this. Like, they were the ones that kind of kicked off super strong. Like, it was gung ho. Like, let's go. And we knew that this would happen. We knew that all of that adrenaline, like he was talking about with his dad, would wear off. They'd get stagnant, and then the real life would settle in. Like, okay, I still miss my ex, and you still haven't told me that you love me. I need you to step it up.
It's basically physical connection versus emotional connection. Right. They got physical down. They got it.
They did have it down because emotional will mess it up. But I honestly think that she started acting like that whenever... Did you guys notice how she kind of switched up the game whenever he said something about, oh, well, we're just roommates because we're not really showing affection? I feel like that was the moment when she just flipped. Like, her demeanor, complete 180.
Turned off them candles.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe the adrenaline is wearing off a little bit for them. But Lanisha, the adrenaline is not wearing off for the relationship we have with our loyal viewers.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not. You guys, we love you guys for making us the ESPN of TV talk.
That was cringy.
Love you guys so much for bringing in the comments. As you know, me and Ken over here are holding it down. I want to give some shout-outs to our team singles over here. MSO, Ginger and Clothes, Annabelle, Renee, and Rachel Heller. Thank you guys for rocking with Team Single last week.
Okay.
Yeah, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button right under. And if you're listening on iTunes, feel free to give us a 5-star rating.
This is good. We've never done this before, but let's get in the comments. Let's get hashtag Team Single or Team Married.
Yeah.
You guys rep for us. All of our viewers out there, we want to know what team you guys are on. So help us out and make Team Married the winners, as we should be.
No,
because we found true love. We found true love. Wow, that is the sappiest mom thing. Yeah. We're all winners.
We're all winners.
In our own special way. All right, mom.
Mom and dad are back.
Guys, let's do it. We're getting into it. You ready?
Yes. Let's go.
Who? Somehow, Mindy and Zach are not the worst couple to talk about this week. So, as we start to talk about the worst, no correlation, but shout out to producer Jonathan. What's going on, buddy?
Hey!
What's up, guys?
Definitely not the worst.
The best.
No, you are the best. And if you could please put the clock back up on the computer.
Oh, I will,
I need that, bro.
I'm hiding something right now.
Oh, you're hiding something. So, hiding something. How dare I think producer Jonathan is slipping? No, you're amazing, buddy. We are so happy to see you.
I'm throwing you off, though.
No.
I got you covered. Give
never
me
off.
2 minutes.
Never thrown off. Mindy and Zach, not the worst couple. So they're walking their dogs by the river. They get their card. Okay, we get the little surprise things. Mindy's like cheese sticks. That's fantastic. Oh, Zach talks in more circles with both Mindy and his sister. Again.
And the dog.
And the dog, yeah. And then finally in the end, he goes over to their apartment again with the dog, and they do cute games and card games, and they have face masks. That's fantastic.
Beautiful.
Again, their relationship oddly seems to be advancing somehow. I think Lanisha, or Ken, sorry, one of you while we were watching said, I see a friendship, right?
Oh, yeah,
I see a friendship. Perhaps that's a decent start.
That's all I saw was a friendship.
That's a decent start, though. A friendship is a decent start. The thing I keep getting hung up on is Zach keeps going back to this, I struggle with attraction. To me, that's so nonsense. You don't struggle with attraction. You either are attracted to somebody or not. He's not struggling with his attraction to Mindy. It doesn't exist. And again, that's fine. There's no problem with that as a human being. But this weird circular talk he does over his struggle with how can I become attracted to you is not the way to go out.
And annoying.
point? Who wants to continually hear that you're not, like, finding me attractive?
Yeah, that's right.
I heard it the first time. I'm not deaf.
Yeah.
And I mean, all the circles that he's running in, I hope everybody is wearing their Fitbit because they will definitely reach their goal as he is running in circles. It's every episode, all day, every day.
No one knows what he's talking about.
Julia Belisario said that Zach thought he applied for The Bachelor.
That's what he thought. That's exactly the hair and everything.
He's like, well, wait a second. They're not waiting for me. All of these ladies are not for me. I only get one.
He's absolutely asking the off-camera person, when did the fantasy suites happen? Why am I missing that? He and Taylor are probably on a laundry list of reality shows they've applied to be on.
I'm over Mindy because, one, she keeps putting up with it. So she's making herself look extremely insecure, extremely weak. It's not like I'm trying to make my marriage work situation. I am begging for someone to be my companion.
Right.
But it kills me that she was like, well, his dog ran off, so we didn't get to finish our conversation. And then she later on, like, literally 2 seconds later said, but yeah, I see hope there. So it's like turning around. I'm like,
blind.
Did I miss something? My remote. I was like, rewind. I missed something.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
For everybody who's also watching Love is Blind along with us, we all decided that Mindy should get together with Mark.
All day.
Oh,
who should dump Jessica.
It's the same thing.
Fantastic.
They're both blind. Let's just say that.
Just both blind.
The blind leading the blind.
She's super duper sweet, but it is going to, it does reach a point where it's like, you got to stand up for yourself. It's not happening. Save some face. It's great that you're optimistic and all this other kind of stuff, but somebody else deserves your positive energy and vibes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just move on because the last two are terribly interesting. Mika and Michael. Okay, he takes out her hair. That's cute and we're bonding.
That's real. When you take out a girl's weave, that's real.
Scared the hell out of me.
That is trust.
I will not take scissors near my wife's hair. That is a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. That was some trust right there.
Here's the first issue with them, right? It comes out that originally, as we knew on the show, Michael was about to become a principal, but we find out in the very beginning that that job opportunity has gone south. The way he explains it, something went different with the contract. It wasn't getting the money and the position and the responsibilities that he thought he was going to get, so he rejected that, but he has taken a different job as a director at another school.
Yes.
Mika, like, can't stand it. I mean, I don't know what she...
I don't get it.
It might as well have been like he told her he cheated. This opens up this whole can of worms of she doesn't trust him. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know what else he's lying about. She thinks he's lying about this job. She says, don't you have an offer letter that you've signed? Let's set some stuff straight right away.
Yeah.
I'm in from... I consider myself a pretty businessy guy here in California. It is an at-will employment state. They can absolutely reject your offer letter right away. They could fire you on day one with zero reason in California. I don't know the laws in D.C., but to me, this was not odd at all, especially coming from the parishioners, the funding, if it changed or whatever. Jobs change. I mean, is this... What a dumb question. Is this a ridiculous overreaction, Lanisha?
With Mika, it is. I wasn't sure for me if it was an odd thing or not because I'm not in that field. My mom's a preschool teacher, though, so I'll ask you, Mom, about it.
Would it be weird, I guess, for it if your spouse or your significant other or whatever didn't have that conversation with you before making that decision? Is that weird?
Well, he said, I think so, but he says it's because he doesn't completely trust her.
Yeah.
In my mind... Like, I'm going through some work stuff right now. My wife knows what's going on every day. Because I'm telling her, well, I'm going to call this guy and we're going to talk about this. Because she hasn't been kept in the loop the entire time. That's where this break comes. But I don't know what his distrust or what his non-comfort is with his job. I would tell a stranger about the jobs I'm looking for or whatever. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
They've already had trust issues with Mika. So I think that that's more of a like, okay, now what else are you lying about? And it's like something else that she can kind of pit against him.
Yeah.
And also it's just a reason why you shouldn't probably say things until they happen. And so it's like maybe he just should have held that back until it was for sure, for sure.
Yeah, but he thought it was for sure. I think on one end, I feel like she, this entire show, she's always had something negative to say. So let me just say, I give Michael kudos for that, because even when he was taking down her hair, even when he took her to the nail salon to go get a pedicure and a manicure, like,
and gave her all those snacks.
Like, it's literally a negative comment out of her mouth every single time. It's killing me.
And I think
I know it's killing him.
Yeah. That's the problem I have with her when she said in her confessions, oh, he needs to work on, he still has some flaws he needs to work on. Girl, so do you.
I was so frustrated. So I almost called her out of her name on that part. But I won't. But the one thing that I do want to say is, when you're making a major decision when it comes to your job and you're married, 100% you need to have that conversation with your spouse.
Sure. Yeah.
100%. But I feel like he maybe in his mind was like, if I bring it to her, she's just going to complain because all she sees is the money and all these different things. So no, I'm a grown A man. And I will make the decision myself.
Yeah. It's hard because this isn't a normal marriage.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So in this case, they are kind of still in dating mode. Like, they just now put back on the rings with each other.
Like, he could have said before he made the decision, hey, this is the decision I'm making. To be honest, I don't necessarily need your input. I want to do this on my own, but I just want to let you know.
And she can be a mean girl. I mean, even 100%. When he presented her with the candy, and she was just like, okay, thank you. Close the box.
It was also oddly
prolonged.
She kind of
still was. She's like, I like it.
His explanation was very I believe you mentioned you like most of those. I wasn't sure about the bra. I was like, oh my God, just give the candy. Just give the candy. Right. Like, that's it. Take it.
No, but it's thoughtful. But she,
but the segment, we did only 45 seconds explaining why there were Skittles in the box.
But I feel like he's afraid now to say something or do something, you know? Yeah.
Like, that's why.
Yeah, I think he's afraid to mess up.
I hate, like, and this is I know we got to move on, but this is a reason why people turn cold a little bit. I mean, this is a reason why husbands stop trying. This is a reason why wives keep trying. If all that you're doing, whether you're married or not, you keep trying and trying and trying, and you hear something negative in return, you're going to, at some point, you're going to be like, why the F of M? Why? For what?
Yeah.
For what? And you're just going to shut down, and I 100% wouldn't blame him at all.
All right. Speaking of people who are trying and trying and trying, or at least in their minds are trying and trying.
In their
and
minds.
Trying. Let's
in
finish off with Taylor and Brandon here. This is a troublesome couple. Wow. Okay. Yikes.
You know it's bad when you start comparing yourselves to Mindy and Zach.
Yes,
you
that's
know it's bad.
True. Okay, let's again recap super quick. Brandon says he liked how things were in the beginning, but things have changed. Maybe it's because you were a jerk the entire time on the honeymoon. Perhaps. When he says when he loves someone, he wants to spend time with them, but she says he doesn't seem like he wants to spend time with her. He says they are, but they barely are, right? Okay, she cooks a ridiculously sized dinner for him in my mind. I was like, there was like three sides and salad and okay, great. And he seemed in his odd, you know, flat way excited about it. And then she committed the, you know, carnal sin of taking a picture of the food and posting it on Instagram. Also, just like, by the way, I like to draw more parallels to our relationship reality show fans out there. Giannina also has an Instagram problem, evidently, on Love is Blind. So
tune in.
Please. We want more viewers on that show as well. It's a lot of fun. So anyway, he just blows up about this social media nonsense. Again, like, who cares? To me, like, who cares? She took a picture regardless, okay? They get in a tiff. He walks away. Then, of course, the big thing of the episode, she puts out that odd Instagram video that she then claims is a joke. There was no way it was a joke. It was super serious. I thought the whole any race, as long as the
eggplant
nookie
eggplant
is good. Yeah. The fact that it was up there the entire time, I thought that was strange. Also thought that the height requirement was a little bit strange. Like, if you really want to find true love, 6'3 might be a little bit exaggerated.
6'3 and up.
So 6'2.5 is completely out of the picture.
Yeah, if you're 6 foot, forget about it, guys. And you have to be fine as hell and not gay for her.
And so, sane.
Okay, and sane, mm-hmm. right?
Record. And asking, no record.
She's that, asking that a lot.
Traffic ticket.
That's right. So anyway.
Ken's asking for a friend.
That's for a friend. Yeah, asking for a friend. Obviously, Brandon sees it. He gets upset. And we know in the end, Mika talks to Taylor and Brandon talks to Michael. And they all discuss. Let's just go around real quick. In this whole jumbled mess, I'm going to go around the table. Lanisha, whose side are you on for this episode?
Okay, at first...
You got to pick one.
Okay, I got to say Brandon for this episode.
Just for the sake of the game, okay.
Just for this episode.
Brandon for this.
Okay.
I have to pick one?
Just for this episode. Just for my game right now. No, it's my game right now.
Okay, Brandon.
Okay, I actually think I picked Taylor. So, okay, that's fine. Now go into your full explanation.
Well, I was going to say Taylor at first because, like, in the beginning, I understood the reasoning of her frustration of right. why she's not... I mean, she was perky the whole season. Let's be honest. That lady was perky about everything.
Yes.
And now she's just drained. That's all I see.
Yeah.
But now, was that video called for? That video, if you wanted your marriage to work, it's completely not going to work mm-hmm. at all because after mm-hmm. that video, you just totally... downplayed his manhood. You said, oh, I'm single out here. Forget the marriage. I'm not married. I'm a single lady. And right. then you didn't own up to it.
Ooh,
you yeah. got to own up
say
to what
again.
You did. Okay?
Yeah. Say
she
it
said,
again.
Oh, it's a little joke. No, you know you wanted to hurt your feelings. You wanted to be petty Betty, yeah. and you wanted to hurt his feelings, right. and you wanted to be like, I'm single out here.
Yep. Mm.
Ken, and that's what happened. I will go back to Dr. Maya Angelou. When somebody yes. shows you who they are, believe them.
That's right.
Yes.
That's
she right. showed her true colors on that video.
Wow.
And also would like to let her know that the average height for a male in the U.S. is 5'9". So you've already cut off a lot of people, Taylor.
Okay. Yes, that's right.
You could have had nice, successful men.
Lots of potential perfects. That's right.
But I think she showed her true colors, and we had some comments about her
Great.
Saying that I don't like her, I don't trust her. Says Vicky DME. Don't shoot the message. Yeah.
TK.
Yeah, 100. Retweet on all of that. I feel like what got me was, okay, one, she's angry. She explodes. It's so funny that she did exactly what Brandon did first or second episode. Mm-hmm. He had his moment and flipped out. She had her moment and flipped out. Mm-hmm. We saw a side of Brandon that claims to not be there. We saw a side of Taylor that claims to not be there. Mm-hmm. Please, to both of them. You guys are both fake. You're both a joke. Mm-hmm. But
it's
what
got
gets
personal.
Me?
Okay,
I got personal.
At Takira Shabray.
But what got me? What got me was the fact that she didn't own it. Like right. I get it. You got upset. You posted a video. Say sorry. Keep it moving. But she was like, "Oh, mm-hmm. it was a joke." Own you can't talk stuff and
exactly.
then run.
Right.
Own your mistake and keep it moving.
I completely agree with you guys are saying and not owning it. My whole thing, just from a base perspective. Is that she tried the whole time.
Yes.
As mm-hmm. opposed to what Brandon did, hers was in retaliation. Was it petty and vindictive and all that kind of stuff? Yeah. But it's in retaliation. He was this way, like a jerk for nothing.
The whole time.
And embarrassed her in front of all the people and the cameras first. He told everybody to F mm-hmm. off. Told her to F off. He's throwing stuff. Took it through his ring. All this other kind. Made her pack his stuff up. All this kind of junk beforehand, right? And still, she made him dinner. Like, I mean, she's still at that place where she's making him dinner and she can't take a picture. I still think he feels insecure around her. I still 100%. Think he's digging it down. Mm-hmm. Was she right? No, but I still feel like I'm on her side. I mean, I don't know.
They're
I can't excuse
wrong.
The old
it's
stuff.
It's just one of those two wrongs
wrong,
don't make a right.
Yeah.
When you put a fire on a fire, it makes what more fire?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or fuel on fire. I don't know.
There you go. Let's see. Put fire
but
on fire.
Like I'm saying, you act immature and with another mature, immature person, what are you going to get?
Yeah.
An immature result.
Yeah. When you're married, you just have to hold yourself to a higher standard and...
Yeah. I found it interesting that they spoke with Mika and Michael because I was like, maybe you guys
like
should talk to
working.
One of the couples that are successful
right? and like,
get some insight on someone who's really working.
No, if they would have went to Jessica and Asta, Asta would be like, what's Instagram?
What's Instagram? Yes. Anyway, there's the recap, guys. Let us know in the comments all the stuff you think about, as you guys always do. We love reading all the comments. Let's get in real quick. Guys, this is exciting. Ken sent us this. Oh. Sleuth Detective Ken found this on the internet, sent it to TK and I and Lanisha, but Lanisha hasn't read it yet.
She doesn't know yet, right?
So, spoiler. Jonathan, spoiler alert music, if you please.
Spoiler.
Do we have that?
And Lanisha still doesn't know, right?
So, this is... Lanisha doesn't know. This is a spoiler, guys. However, and you know, we don't really do spoilers on this show. However, I thought this was important enough because it changes the way you watch the show.
Yeah.
As it changed the way we watch with Taylor and Brandon. So, Ken?
Well, Mika and Michael, your dear Eminem.
Okay, you can go back, Jonathan.
Are we going to ratings already?
Nope. It has been annulled. It's over with. It's done.
Everybody's getting annulled out
here. They two have come out before the show ended, and Michael filed for an annulment.
Okay, that doesn't surprise me that Michael did.
So Brandon did it on January 2nd, I believe, and Michael did it January 21st.
Now, the interesting thing about this, right, because this whole episode, too, Mika is talking about how she doesn't trust him and how he's not being paid. And he has been saying that something is off. Turns out that Mika isn't actually her name. Mm-hmm. Right?
Wait, really?
I can't read it anymore, and I don't remember what it is. But let's Mika see. Is not her actual name. It came out in the divorce papers that it is...
I'm going to pull it up.
Sorry, guys. I have it up.
Is it for short? Like, is that... Or it's completely different.
It's completely different.
Oh, okay.
Not a nickname.
Is she the one that's been telling him that he's been hiding?
And I can give the name. You can move on to the reasons, yeah, if you want.
Ken?
The reasons for the...
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to give a recap of the
yes, just because. So he said that she isn't who she says that she is. One thing, of course, was the name, and he was just not feeling that. And I mean, she's kind of been standoffish a little bit throughout the thing, so she's probably been hiding a lot of other things.
Yeah, that's so funny.
He says that he believes he was defrauded by the show, and the actual goal was to put him into a marriage that would create drama and excitement for television.
Yeah, but her real name is actually, and I'm Mika. I apologize 100%. I have a difficult name.
Quenisha.
Well, I was going to say Renisha Jones.
Well, you shouldn't be ashamed of Renisha. That's close to Lanisha.
No, there's a K in there.
But there's a K in there.
Maybe Quenisha.
I can't remember her background, but I feel like they had it in common.
Thank you so much.
But anyway, I said that it was, he was mainly just saying, like, look, I came into this thing wholeheartedly, truthfully for a marriage, and I feel like the entire thing was a scam. I feel like I came out here for a real wife. You guys are not giving it to me. And on top of that, she's not who she says she is. You guys planted her in my life just to get ratings and turn into a reality machine.
Wow. That sounds like what Brandon was saying.
Lanisha's number one couple.
Yeah.
Lanisha's number one couple.
I've been changed. This is just to cut Austin. I'm not ashamed. Yes, I'm not afraid of hopscotch. I'm playing this. I'm watching this like you guys.
That is the big news drop.
Yeah, big news.
We know Lanisha is a faker. Jonathan, let us rate the couples, my friend.
Just like Taylor, apparently.
All right, we'll go round robin again real quick.
Real quick.
Jessica and Austin. Lanisha.
10.
9.
8.
9. Katie and Derek, Lanisha.
6.
7.
5.
Wow. I will give them a 7 as well. Now we get into the unfun.
I don't like Katie.
Taylor and Brandon?
Fine. 0.
0.
0.2.
0. Who's on the neck? Who's up first? Eminem.
Shut up, y'all.
Lanisha.
I'll still give them a 1.
They're going to make it.
0.
I'm going to give them a 1 just because I can't wait for next episode.
I'm still going
to want to find out whether or not he's a yoga teacher.
Oh, that is something. Why do you lie about being a yoga? Okay, I'm going to give them 0 anyway. And then finally, Mindy and Zach, Lanisha.
Happy -1.
Come on. You can't rate them lower than the people we already know are annulled.
-1.
All right, Ken.
Oh, no.
0.
Oh, no. I got to give them something.
They will forever be my -1.
I'm going to give them a 2. They deserve some points.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, of course, let us know, along with all the things we've asked in the comments, your ratings once again. I really want to see those hashtag team singles and hashtag team married, though. Yeah, oh, let's see what you guys are repping.
I think we also had a meme. Jonathan, can you quickly pull up that meme that we had from a fan?
You guys are amazing. I just wanted to show you guys. Thank you. I keep forgetting this. Yeah.
I just love that we're tagged where it says Zach wearing his ring again, like, look what I found.
I want to say thank you so much for saying that because you guys are amazing. Yes. A few of you out there make memes every single episode and you tag us. It's so appreciated. It's very humbling, I think. Like, thank you so much for your time. You're awesome. Keep doing it. We love them. We're going to show more on the show. There's just so much to get to. With that, we are out of time. Until next week, Lanisha, where can our friends find you?
You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A.
914.
I see y'all.
Instagram and Twitter, meet Kenneth Ware. Yes.
Instagram and Twitter at Takira_Shabray.
Guys, once again, Ken, can you shout out a couple names? You got some names on there?
Yes, I will shout out Danielle Burnett, Ginger and Clovers, Annabelle Reyna, and Vicky DME, Layla Adams, and Mr. Aliwuda.
You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for commenting and watching. Guys, we are bringing it back from what we did last season. We're going to do a live call-in. We shoot this show 7 p.m. Pacific every Wednesday. Next week, we're going to put in the comments. We're going to tweet it out and stuff. We're going to do live call-ins again next week. So get ready if you can watch us live. We won't be broadcasting, but we'll be talking to you. My name is Mike Feeling. You can find me everywhere at Mike Feeling. Already too annulled.
Oh, that's okay. See y'all next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.